Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, bucks, things in its cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey, got a radio show. Man, oh man, oh man. How many times I got to say that before I get tired of it? I think it's going to be a minute, folks. I got to be real with you. Because, boy, that Steve Harvey got a radio show. Man, clear indication of how God can do some unexpected, wonderful things for you. How he leads your life in directions that you never, ever saw coming. You know, I was talking with somebody the other day, and they were talking about how, man, they were young and they were doing things, and they never knew that the things that they were doing as a youngster would come and help form who they were today. As an adult, this guy's 50 years old. And, you know, the same thing for you. If you look back on your life and all of the things that you've done, it helps shape you into who you are. Now, this is provided now that you take the positive approach. Now, when I say look back at your life and see what you've done, that doesn't mean dwell on the misfortunate moments, because the misfortunate moments were necessary. I know it's hard to see that when it's happening to you, but the unfortunate moments are necessary. You know, what really makes you appreciate summer vacation is winter work. What really makes you appreciate a walk on the beach is when it's cold, it's raining outside. What really makes you appreciate when you're up is because you've been down. See, if you were up all the time, just the nature of us as human beings, we would lose our appreciation for it, because it becomes que sera, whatever it is. Well, it is what it is. I'm just up. What? You take it for granted. It becomes expected. But what happens in life is it has so many twists and turns. And then you learn how to deal with those twists and turns, which makes you now a more experienced person. And then when the sunny days come, man, you go, wow, it's really nice outside. You really want to appreciate how warm weather, just stay in a bunch of cold weather all the time. You know what I'm saying? This is really simple analogies, but it helps you along the way. Now, here's what I came to say today to everybody out there, and this has helped me in my life. I can't tell you what it's done for me, but a lot of people are struggling with moving forward with their future plans, their future goals, their future aspirations, their future hopes, their future dreams, just simply your future wants. A lot of people trying to have a hard time mapping out their future. Even what I'm going to do, what I'm going to be, what I'm going to make, how I'm going to go about it, what do I do next? I want to share something with you that I had to come to terms with. The quickest way to lose focus on your future is to keep focusing on your past. You know, it's like I said at the beginning, you know, when I say it's wonderful to look at your life and review it, because if you look at it, it'll tell you, it really helps shape and form you today as the person you are. Now, if you look at it in a positive sense, but if you dwell and harp on the negative that's happened to you, then that keeps you from seeing the good in the incident. Every bad thing that's happened to you, there was a silver lining behind it. I know people who were on drugs who finally, man, just got sent to prison for stealing because of their habit. I know a cat that sold dope. Well, he went to prison. He told me one time, he said, Steve, he said, man, this is the best thing ever happened to me. This saved my life. Now, most people would think, how in the world is going to prison helpful for you? The brother said, it saved my life. First of all, it got me clean. He said, I've been clean for 5 years from sitting in here. That's for starters, I'm clean. I ain't stealing no more. I ain't putting myself in jeopardy, and I ain't jeopardizing nobody else. He said, nah, man, I done went to college. I done got a college degree while I'm in here. Then he was released from prison, and the brother's life was completely turned around. He married. He got a family. He got a great job. He go to work every day. He's a productive citizen. I mean, so he looks back on his incarceration, even his drug abuse, and it taught him how to appreciate the things in life that he had taken for granted and was missing. Because he said, man, my life was just in a blur. I didn't even know what was going on. He said, now I appreciate every day I wake up. That's what I mean. Even in your missteps in life, there is a purpose for the missteps. Every time you fail, there was a reason for the failure. See, what I had to do was I had to learn that all of my failures taught me how to get back up. So I became a very strong and tough person in getting back up. And then I was down and out so long that it taught me how to really appreciate the up. And so I've taken all of that and used it, those experiences that happened to me, and I became a more experienced person. So next time when people talk about me who don't know me, it don't shake me. Because everybody not going to like you, man. You might as well go and get on this train right now. And so what I'm saying to you out there is the quickest way to lose focus on your future is to keep focusing on your past. Let it go. Yeah, he left. Sometimes the breakup is the blessing. I know it's hard to break up because now you're lonely and you're by yourself. But man, but weren't you in misery when you was in that? Weren't you in complete misery in that? Now, you kept asking God to fix it, but it take two people to fix a relationship. It don't just take one. It take two to make a thing go right. It take two to make it out of sight. You really do have to have two people wanting a relationship to work. It can't just be one person wanting a relationship. So you can pray about the relationship all you want. If the other person don't want you no more and ain't going to act right, you can't make him do that. Or you can't make her do that. But you steady asking God for a new relationship, but you are yet to be grateful that you are in a position to have a relationship and you keep harping on the past. You don't think he hear that? I'm just a dude with a show and I hear it all the time. Let it go. Go forward. It's over. You made it. He brought you through it. You conquered. You survived it. Why are you dwelling on it and making it the cross around your neck when clearly he had removed it for you? Now, all you got to do is come on. So if you're sitting behind them walls, brothers and sisters, I'm talking directly to you. Sometimes, man, you just got to get it right. All this repeat offender business, that's for who is that for? How ignorant can you be to keep giving your life back to the penal system? Be free, man. Walk the streets. Do the right thing. Ask God to help connect you. He can do anything. You think he can't give you a job? Are you serious, man? Put some faith on it. Let's move forward, y'all. Let it go. Let's move.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, right now, we are in celebration of a new day. We are in deep gratitude, which affects our attitude, which is directly correlated to the altitude. We are flying high on gratitude. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mouth of the South, Junior, government name, Kill Spates, and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. Junior, well, you done got real interesting with your questions now.
Yeah.
So might as well find out what's on your mind today.
Well, let me ask you this. You've been here 65 years.
Yes,
I was
sir.
Composed for something, but I just want to ask you. The question
Strong
came to me. I ain't had no answer.
Too. I had a whole lot in mind.
Okay.
Mine been packed with activity. Go ahead.
Well, this is going to be perfect for you, Unc. Uh-huh. When did you learn, Unc, and how did you learn how to trust God? Because I got some things happening. I just need to know how you know when you trust in God.
I'm
how
still,
you know?
I'm still. To me, it's an ongoing process. You learn more and more and more. I tell you, the thing I'm learning right now is patience. I'm learning patience. I'm learning that his timing is usually different from my timing. I've already learned this, but I'm getting it reproven to me right now that his ways is different from your ways. And trusting him at all costs is the best way, even though it has some difficulties, because we are human and we like to put our hands on something so we can be in the decision-making process. And it ain't necessary the majority of the time for us to get in the way and do that. So I'm still, even though I know to trust him, I'm still learning through the different situations that beset me how to keep trusting. See, it's one thing to say you believe, but then you got to hold that belief when certain circumstances come up. See, it's hard to just blanket wash, I believe, I trust. And then something new come up that you ain't seen before, you have a tendency to kind of fall back a little bit and go back into some other ways. So for me, it's been an ongoing learning process on that complete and utter trust, that complete and utter faith. So like this morning, I'll give you a prime example, was this morning. I was indecisive about something. And so I had to look up a Bible verse that when you ask for something from God and you get indecisive, you get out of faith, you're like the sea that's being tossed by the wind, the changing winds. Anything can come along and blow you off course or make you get waves in the water and stuff when you start doubting. And so I had to catch myself and reinforce my faith and belief. I just think it's an ongoing process for me. I'm just being honest about it. Now, I'm pretty sure there's some full-time dedicated Christians that's out there going, I never doubt. I always trust. I lean on them thoroughly. Yada, 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 yada. Yeah, no, you don't, because you're human. I learned it a long time ago, but I got to relearn it all the time. Mm. How?
Man, you know something.
Amen. Come on, Pastor. Preach.
And we'll be back with more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for church complaints with the pastor and the deacon. What you guys got?
We waiting on
we. You know I'm going to wait on it.
Yeah.
We gather by focusing. Waiting to potentiate
what
in
happened?
Ways that auspicionize the dutiful. We immunize that everlessness.
Don't make him like
I'm
him.
I'm gonna say that one again. Everlessness.
What?
Everlessness
is a pituitary of an auspicionized. Of the ostracized.
That boy, the
I'm
deep.
Preaching now.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Deeper than the depths of orangutan.
Say that again.
Deeper than the depths of orangutan.
Orangutan.
Mm-hmm. That's a big, deep well in Africa.
Ah, that's what
we are time to go deep into church complaints. With deacon, let us begin, gracious.
Pastor. Oh, so, yesterday was Big Hat Sunday. Big Hat Sunday. And our sister Valencia Collins used hair glue to keep the hat tight on her head. And now we got a problem. She can't get it off. She has two jobs. She's a cook at Waffle House in the morning, and she drive Uber in the evening. And the hat is causing issues at both of these jobs. He says any assistance would be greatly appreciated.
We're going to have to refer to our sister that was online or that had done her hair with the Gorilla Glue.
Oh,
we're going to have to refer to her and see what she can help her with. When she works at Waffle House, I'm assuming that eggs and stuff is getting on the hat, and when she's driving the Uber,
people in the back seat can't see the road. So
that
we going. She got a car problem. We going to get the girl that got her hair done in Gorilla Glue to say something for her.
All right. All right. We'll make sure we connect those two then. We'll do that. Here's another situation. Brother Elvin Bledsoe, who you know is 74 years old, he needs help getting his braces taken off his teeth. Now, he has 8 teeth on the top row, and they're not going to get any closer than where they are. So he's been wearing these braces for 10 years, and it's $1,500 for removal, and he's asking for the church's help, Pastor. That's Brother Elvin Bledsoe.
I told him, when you have teeth that have fallen out your head for repeated drug use over the years, that you was going to have to get them teeth replaced. He tried to wire them and pull them all together.
Yes, he did.
But when you got every other tooth in your head, he's had them braces now for 15 years. He closed the gap some.
The braces have done all they can do.
It used to look like the top of an old medieval castle. That's how much space was in each tooth.
Wow.
Looked like a rook on a chessboard, but now he got it down where it looked like a picket fence. Go ahead.
All right, moving right along. As you know, yesterday was Communion Sunday. We got an issue, Pastor. Somebody spread cheese whiz on all the crackers. Now, Sister Odessa, who don't do dairy, she constipated and she ain't gone yet, and she don't know what to do. Wait. I don't know who put that cheese on there, but they put that cheese whiz on them crackers.
Did you want her business out like that?
We've been putting this investigation together to see who put the cheese whiz on the crackers, because communion is for the blood and the body. And the Lord, cheese whiz had not been invented when Christ was sacrificing his life.
That's
so
right.
We're going to have to talk
to Lord.
Who. Thought that was cheese whiz at Calvary, because it was not.
It wasn't.
Before then. So whoever did that is, if we don't find you, I do want you to know you're going to hell anyway. So if we don't get you, the good Lord will. Go ahead, Deacon. Sorry.
All right, moving along. We got another issue. The wheelchair bowling team has a problem. Strike Man Danny got caught in the gutter. His wheelchair is completely out, and it's $2,500 for a new one if we want to help. Your call, Pastor.
Yeah, we're not doing that. I told also, what happened to the barrier at the fire line for the wheelchair bowlers? There is a barrier.
They don't want to play with the barriers. They say they grown folk, and they don't want the barriers up. So I don't know what
to do. Oh, well, hell, we can't help you then. Stay out that gutter.
The bumpers at the boat.
Got to stay that wheel, yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
Lord, this church.
You know, I don't really know how to respond to that. I do understand them not wanting the guard gate at the fire line, because Brother Parnell went up there too fast and didn't stop in time. And he ended up knocking all the pins down his damn self.
Yeah. He couldn't stop.
Of course, he set the pins back up and slithered back to his chair, but it took too long.
Here's something that took place here at the church. They cleaned the sliding glass door in the back of the church. They cleaned it, and the cleaning people did a great job. So good that Brother Sherman was running and ran dead into the window. He is unconscious but stable at the hospital. We going to need a new sliding door, and that's going to be $900. I just want you to know that.
$900? No, we've decided not to replace that sliding door. I knew about that. Since he felt like it was clear, we just think it's best to leave it clear.
Just going to leave it open?
Hey, walk y'all ass on
winter?
Out there. In the wintertime, we're going to put up a thick tarp. And then that way they'll know what that is. And we're not keep playing in $900. Lou Red, thank you all for joining us this morning.
That's all the time we have for church complaints for today. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Deacon. Coming up next, Ask the CLO with the Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Republican Senate candidate Dr. Oz is not one of Oprah's favorite things, and she has endorsed his opponent. MSNBC canceled the Cross Connection show right before the election. And Dave Chappelle is hosting Saturday Night Live for the third time after a big election. But right now, it is time to ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Ready for your love questions right now. Tamia in Cordova writes, our son's new girlfriend came to meet us. He is 23 and she is 29. Our son just started his corporate job and got his own apartment. This older woman is going to break his heart, and my husband says that's a good thing. Why is it a good thing?
Well, I mean, he got to learn. It's the learning process. You learn through your failures. The daddy saw it. This older girl gonna break his heart. He realized his boy ain't got what it take to hold
her.
So she
gonna
end up leaving. Well, the boy, the daddy know. The daddy know. This good for him. And it's gonna be all right. It's gonna be all right. You gonna be the mother. He not finna stop seeing her. Cause what she doing to him, mama, whew, girl. No way he can stop.
All right, moving on to Janice in Augusta. Janice says, my husband
has
three brothers, and they all love to gossip about what goes on in each other's houses. One of my brothers-in-law called yesterday and asked me if I was still having bad cramps. How do I stop my husband from running his mouth? What?
Oh,
that's too cramps?
Wow. That's too much.
See, even I don't want to discuss that.
No, even I don't want to discuss that. Yeah. Damn
wrong for that, Steve.
No, he is
dead wrong. Women don't want to discuss it.
They can't discuss. Mm-mm. They brothers, they weird. Men don't do that. Mm-mm. Yeah, my wife don't get discussed to nobody about nothing. Mm-mm. I don't have an answer for you. I don't know.
That's a tough one right there, CLO. It is.
You almost said something. Come on, please, boy.
All right, moving on to Alicia in South Philly. Alicia says, I'm divorced and my ex-husband asked me to have sex with him, and he said he'd give me $1,500. He owes me $500, but said he'd triple it if I'd make love to him. I want to have sex with him, but that's it, nothing else. Do I take the $500 or the $1,500?
I'll take $1,500. You said you
want
to.
What's
going on? You said you want to. It's $1,500. You've been married to him. Y'all ain't married. Go ahead.
Girl,
who want the ex? I don't get that. Who want the ex?
A lot of exes still do it.
You something.
Mm-hmm.
She
real?
Was doing some things to him. He just messed up and got caught outside.
He willing to pay for it, though. He paying.
Well, you got to pay either way. Child support, alimony. You're going to pay either way.
That's for the kids. Don't even.
Yeah, but you know, he owed $500, she won $1,500. Junior, you've been doing this inadvertently your whole life. You don't know it. See, you just got married. You finna pay, Junior. Yeah, you finna pay. Hey, tell you that, sir. Yeah, but you finna pay. You're paying right now. You don't even know it.
I know.
Yeah, it started with that wedding, that high-ass wedding. Yeah. Dogs and doves and stuff.
Dogs? What dogs?
Running around and horses.
We have to pay. I get it.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Shirley.
All right. Last one, Steve. Last one. Visha in Houston says, my husband and I ran into an old friend that's newly married. Oh, and we met his wife. When the couple walked off, my husband said the wife was too much woman for his friend to handle. I got mad because the woman has a very nice body. He claims he was talking about her ego, not her body. Is he lying?
He was talking about the ego. He was talking about the ego.
That's it.
That's what he told you. We're going to have to go with that.
You thought he was talking
about the body.
Yeah.
You saw it. You saw it.
We all saw it.
You know she banging. All that extra.
But why did he say ego? Why did he say that to her?
Because he can't. Because you can't talk about. You can't say it. But it her body, and then he go, yeah, that's too much for him. Mm-hmm. How you know what's too much for him? Is it enough for you? That's been opening up a whole series of questions.
Oh, you better believe it.
So he said ego and is staying with ego. I don't care nothing about that. I could tell by the way she was looking upside his head. She seemed arrogant to me. You know, I didn't like the way she met her. She was kind of staying off. I think he need a more comfortable and, you know, forward woman like that. Mm-hmm. We're not finna discuss anything about her body.
That's you're not exactly what
none of
it
this
said.
Right here. Because you're not finna go down that line of questioning we finna have. But June, you write this down?
I'm writing everything down.
Yeah, no comment on nobody's body.
But he didn't see, he just said too much woman. So that's what that means. Okay.
That's too much woman, just too much attitude, too much ego. That type of thing is what he meant.
She's too bossy.
She was stacked.
That's what he's thinking.
Up in there. She was that's cold that dress for that. All over the place.
Yeah.
It's too much for him. I know his ass. He can't handle this. Anyway, well, he gonna satisfy her not no long time. He might be holding right now. Yes, Carla.
So when he said that, did he slip up when he said it to his wife and then he had to be quick and say, I meant ego?
So, she walked off, he went, right. That's too much woman for him. What you mean by that? You know, her attitude.
Make kind of
he was ready. So wifey wants to know, is he lying? So the question, the answer
No, he's not lying. He's talking about her ego.
Attitude. You know he's lying.
Yeah, but even if he is talking about the body, you know what he's talking about. You saw it. Didn't you think she was a lot? You ain't think she was a lot? Had everything in the right place.
Okay. So he was justified in saying what he said.
Yeah. June, you writing saying. All this down?
I'm writing everything down. If she fine, get the line. I got that.
Yeah, if she fine,
one
get
more
line.
Time, Junior.
If she fine, get the line. Right.
That's the name of the chapter that you write in your book.
Don't even waste no time, donkey. Matter of fact, it's best that you didn't see it. What? I didn't pay no attention.
You don't even see it.
Yeah. June, let me give you another one. Uh-huh. If you see somebody fine coming, turn your head the other way and wait on her to walk into your eye line.
Ooh, that's big, dog. I need to know that,
dog. You got to stay there. Learn that one. If you see somebody fine coming, turn your head the other way and wait on her to walk in your eye line. Then you get
Never swivel.
Then when she almost out your eye line, then you turn back around like, that ain't nothing to me.
That ain't nothing.
You know. All right. Thank you, Hello. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Imagine you ask 2 people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox,
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Well, we all know tomorrow, Tuesday, November 8th, is Election Day in Pennsylvania. It looks like Dr. Oz is not one of Oprah's favorite things. Oprah has endorsed Democrat John Fetterman over Republican Dr. Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania's Senate race. Oprah tweeted, "At the beginning of the midterm campaigns, I said it was up to the citizens to vote for who would represent them. If I lived in Pennsylvania, I would have already cast my vote for John Fetterman." Oprah also endorsed, Oprah also endorsed several other Democrat candidates. If I was in North Carolina, Sister Sherry Beasley. If I was in Florida, I would be supporting Val Demings. If I was in Wisconsin, it would be Mandela Barnes. In Nevada, Catherine Cortez Mastro. In Texas, Beto O'Rourke and Raphael Warnock and the incredible Stacey Abrams in Georgia.
Come on, let's go.
I think she got that right. I think she got that right. Yes, Oprah, yes. Also, another trending
special, long as everybody realized, you did not hear Herschel Walker name in there, did you? No.
Right, Steve. Good point. Good
not
point.
At all. Not at all. Yeah.
Come on, Oprah. Let's do it.
All right, in other trending entertainment news, we are all still upset about MSNBC firing Tiffany Cross, host of the popular show Cross Connection, from the network. Tiffany posted a statement on her IG page, "I am disheartened to learn of MSNBC's decision to cancel the Cross Connection at such a crucial time, 4 days before the midterm elections. From the beginning, we were intentional about centering communities of color, elevating issues and voices often ignored by the mainstream media, and disrupting the echo chambers," wrote Cross, adding that the program was the network's highest rated weekend show. Yeah, usually you get canceled because of ratings, but not in Tiffany's case, huh? Cross went on to say, "Now is not the time to retreat to politics or journalism as usual. It is my hope that the last 2 years that MSNBC have been disruptive and transformative, changing how politics are discussed and making policy more digestible." In late October, Fox News conservative host Tucker Carlson aired a segment about Cross that swiftly received criticism from the Anti-Defamation League. Carlson also told his audience that Cross was fomenting a race war against white people. Really? Then what are you doing, Tucker Carlson, over there? If she's doing that,
You way really past fermented.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So
Tucker Carlson might as well have a tiki torch in his hand.
Yeah. What? Yeah, and he said that about Tiffany.
He got a lot of nerve, man. They're just so one-sided. You know, you have to watch CNN and Fox so you can gather the information. See where they're going. It's just really sad, the condition of politics today. Mm-hmm. It's really, really sad. We have to vote so we can get some sensibility in these offices. Mm-hmm. Because if you don't, man, you're going to allow one-sided rhetoric to control what you do and say. And I'm telling you, man, it is bad for us people of color anyway. Mm-hmm. But if you allow these policies to continue, these people to continue, if you allow the minority to keep controlling the majority, this is going to be ugly. And Donald Trump is bracing to rerun again.
Yes,
how
he
this is.
Is
even possible?
Yeah.
After is Thanksgiving, beyond me, man.
Yes.
Why? How he's even up for consideration with all he did? Yep. All he caused.
All the lies.
All he's being accused of.
Yes, sir.
All this. And then this party has nothing better than to put him forward. And the sad part is we don't have a counter.
Mm-mm. Wow. Mm-hmm. And shame on MSNBC, too, for firing Tiffany. Shame on them.
She can walk up the hall. She can walk up the hall. She's very
somebody
talented.
Give her a job. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. She can walk up the hall. No, it's not.
Because
no.
It's
she
not fair. It's like no, when you look at Fox, they stay true to who they
are. Yeah, who they are. Yeah.
Nobody over there gets fired.
They say whatever they want. Yeah. She was blindsided by this. This is horrible. All right. Finally, in entertainment news, guys, Dave Chappelle has been confirmed as the host of this weekend's episode of Saturday Night Live. Dave's appearance on the show would mark the third time that he would host SNL following an election. His first was back in 2016, directly following the election of Donald Trump. The second after Joe Biden was voted into the White House. So there you go. We look forward to seeing and hearing what Dave Chappelle has to say. For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good.
It's definitely going to be good. You know that. Mm-hmm. Yep. Go, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Proud of Dave, man.
Well.
What'd you say, Junior?
I'm saying I'm just proud of Dave. You know, he's going to be on the third time, man. He's brilliant with all his political comments. Mm-hmm.
He is.
That is true. Tomorrow is election day, though. We cannot sleep. We cannot play around. This is it. It's go time right now.
Yeah. If you've waited till the last minute, please make a plan tomorrow. Get there early. You know, stand in line if you have to, but just make sure you vote tomorrow. It's crucial. It is crucial if you already haven't voted early.
Like all of us, everybody.
Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's go time.
Please.
Let's
exercise
get
your right. Mm-hmm.
Let's prove them and all the polls wrong, because they ain't never That's asked right. us no damn way.
All right, coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, like we've been saying, tomorrow is election day. Well, how well do you know your candidates? We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We've all seen a lot of commercials about candidates in our area, and one candidate will tear down another candidate on the commercial. Then after a while, we sort of tune out the commercials. This means a lot of voters don't know the candidates at all or what a candidate's agenda is. To be an informed voter, it is important to know about the candidates and issues you are voting for when you cast your ballot. Doing research in advance of casting your ballot is very, very important. So please know who you are voting for. You know, that's the message here. That's the message.
You have to do your research.
I mean, there are a lot of things at stake. Senate seats, House seats, gubernatorial races. We're picking governors. This is an election that's important, you know. And these commercials that are out there now, wow. Talk about dirt slinging, mud slinging. These are some low down, dirty commercials. So if you don't know, you definitely need to do this on your own to research these candidates.
You need
some
you
of
gotta
the stuff
research,
they're saying.
Shirley, can I say this? Voted last week with my wife and my daughter. You got to make sure. This is not one of those things where you can vote across the board. You can just push one button,
blindly.
You know, and that's it. So you got to go in there and definitely know what you're doing, who you're voting for. And there's certain things that you might not vote for, period. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't know who the railroad commissioner or whatever that is. There's a lot of stuff on there, but you got to make sure the main things that you going in there for, that you make sure you don't have to vote for every single thing on there, but you going in there and you're voting for the governor, you're voting for this, you're voting for that. Then you got to pick and choose, but for the most part, you can't just vote across the board.
Yeah, that's
vote
really
with
smart.
Blue.
That's well said. I've never gone in there and knew all the issues.
No.
No.
I try to read some of them and you vote yes for Prop 418 or no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To disband
when they send you those.
Mm-hmm. You'll be going, what?
Well, yeah. I think what you have to do, though, with those propositions, with those bonds, those still affect your community. This is stuff that you have to, this is stuff you have to deal with. Yes, every day. So the judges, the people that you're voting for locally as judges, these judges could be appellate court judges, and they can work their way right on up to the Supreme Court. And we see what just happened with the Supreme Court. So it's important that you are informed. Why don't you spend today to get informed on all of these issues, the judges, mm-hmm. the candidates, right. the propositions, the bonds, so you will know what's happening in your mm-hmm. community.
Well, you know, you're allowed to take a cheat sheet in with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You are.
You know.
Don't let them tell you you can't because
like
you can.
Like my family, all my adult children, they research all these bonds mm-hmm. and all this here, and they go, Mom, mm-hmm. Dad, this is what we're voting for. Make sure mm-hmm. you. They say, you're allowed to take a cheat sheet in. So I've always
right.
kind of
known
what to
But just not your phone, though, right? You can't take your phone.
No, you cannot take your phone. No, sir.
All
cheat
right.
sheet. It can't be on your phone.
Yeah. Again, please know who you are voting for tomorrow. It's very important, and get there early if you can. Coming up next, we're going to switch gears here because Sister Odell is coming by, and we'll talk to her right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Good morning, Sister Odell. You are here. I see you.
Good morning, Shirley Carly, Mississippi Junior boy. Other boy, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Sister Odell.
Let's talk quick. I'm on these short segments. You know, y'all bumps me, moves me around quite often on here. It ain't like it used to be.
Well, okay, you're here, you know, day before Election Day. You know tomorrow we have to vote if we haven't already. So my question is, will you be at your polling place bright and early tomorrow?
I'll be there early. I'm bringing water, passing out water. I'm breaking all the laws. I helps people. I'm a Christian. You can't stop me from being a Christian.
Yes, on, ma'am. Amen.
Somebody standing in line need water, and I can't give them water. The Bible says the water is thirsty. Thirsty for the water.
Thirsty for the water.
He who needs drink, give him drink.
That's in there? Oh, okay. Mm. Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Wouldn't you want a cup of water?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Well, here I'm in. I wish one of them folks would say something to me. It's going to be a situation and a problem. Instant.
Excuse me, ma'am. We are not allowed to give water to the people standing in line.
If you don't get your ass out of my face.
You going to cuss at him, Sister Odell.
I'm already ready. I'm warmed up. I had soup for peoples and everything. I've been doing this for years. I pass this out. Soup. I have hot biscuits in my purse in fall. You know, people stand in line get hungry sometimes. I got biscuits and water and tea.
Nice.
I've been doing this for years. I tell you, I'll even tell you my polling station if you want to come down there and say something to me. But you better be careful because I keeps it all on the cart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, are you?
The cart got a cross on it. Touch it, see what happens.
So you're look going like down little, there for that
it
purpose.
It looked like a little popsicle, scooter where they used to ride with the wheels, and the man had the bicycle seat and had ice cream in the front.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah,
that's
yeah,
what
yeah.
he looked like.
Mm-hmm. Oh okay.
Are you rooting for Herschel?
That thing. Not that name. White folks just went and dug him up. They must think black people stay. Get up here and dig up this dumb ass boy talking about he should be a senator. He can't spell senator. He don't know no issues. He's just as dumb as he want to be. And I don't know why the Democrats ain't hopping on this commercial where he beat and choked his wife, threatened to kill her with a gun. And you know, how that? Well, but then, you know, they voted Trump in, so, you know.
Oh, wow, okay. Sister Odell.
This
corruption. This world is full of corruption.
Yes, it is.
Herschel about as dumb as a damn doughnut. He just as dumb. He don't know the issues. Answer questions wrong. We talking about Medicaid for innocent people need to start eating better. You stupid. Corn-fed, bucket-fed, ignorant-ass, cowboy, Georgia bulldog, dumb-ass. Hell is he running for senator? That man up senator running against the pastor. He done went to school, got degrees at Morehouse, got education, and he care about people.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah,
they done went and got this black, ignorant, half-cocked fool out of Texas, put him in Georgia, and then got him running. Oh, Lord, it's a shame. It's just a shame. He the most embarrassing candidate ever.
You know, I'm right about that.
He the worst. If he win, I swear to God, I'm coming down there.
What are you going to do?
I'm slapping everybody that ain't vote.
Backhand them.
Back and forward. You get one slap, then I come back with the backhand.
Yes. Oh, okay. All right.
Yes. And don't move.
Yeah. That's how was it voting at your polling place, Sister Odell?
Oh, these are my people. It was crowded. We down there. We early voted and everything. That's why I had time to go down there with my cart.
All right. Thank you, Sister Odell. Coming up next, it is The Nephew with today's prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today, and the subject is, she slapped my husband. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about.
Damn.
Well, what did she's you still do? Alive. She's still alive in just a few. But right now, it is time for The Nephew. He's here with today's prank phone call. What you got, Nev?
Man, I got one. Oh, I got one.
What?
This right here is called Booty Drop. Booty Drop. You understand?
You sure?
What is that about? What?
Am I sure?
Stop acting shocked. Booty drop.
What is the shock?
Oh, you're cool with it. Okay.
You know who he is.
Right.
Thank you. Stand up on it. Stand up on some stupid. Booty drop. Let's go, cat dog.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Jordan, please.
This is Jordan.
Hey, Jordan, how you doing? This is K-Dub. I'm calling, you know, we get somebody solicited your name for us. You know, we are a new social media outlet, and we're getting ready to go live tomorrow at 11 tomorrow morning. And we got to, you know, look like we're going to get a lot of followers, and this is going to be a big app. So kind of wanted to see if you would be interested in being a part of the app and what we got going.
Well, I don't even know who would give you my information. What is this app about?
I don't know who gave us your number or whatever, but they just told us you would be good for being on the app tomorrow morning. Like I said, we finna go live, so we're trying to get pictures and videos in today so we can get
pictures
them on there
what?
For tomorrow.
What is this app? What you want some pictures?
Yeah, what? See, this app is called Booty Drop, and what we do is people. Yeah. So what happens is people send a video, they dropping their booty, or you could just send a picture of your behind. However you want to do it, you know, we're going to make it look real good or whatever. But, you know, you represent. But this is the new social media outlet that people are going to be communicating with. But this is Booty Drop. And we're getting ready to drop this tomorrow morning. Like I said, like 11 o'clock tomorrow, it's going to go live. So you'll be able to see yourself on there.
What? Ain't about Booty Drop. You got me messed up. I don't drop no booty for nobody but my man, okay? So I don't know who told you I was going to be on here, but I'm not doing no booty dropping.
Okay, so hold up. Okay, hold up. All right, first of all, somebody recommended you.
Okay,
you know, like
well,
I say,
be crazy.
Hold on now. We got all the slots filled except for this one. So, you know, I don't want to have our app there and then we ain't got everything on there we need. So we got to have you to do this.
Well, there's a lot of booties, okay? I'm not the only one. You know, thank you. No, ain't going to be no booty pop.
So I'm assuming, you know, I don't mean no harm. Like I say, this K-Dub, I don't mean no harm, but let me ask you this here. So evidently, you must have a butt that people admire. If, you know, if they put your name on here, then you must have a butt that they admire. You know what I mean? I'm trying to be as gentleman as possible. You understand what I'm saying? Is it a reason why you don't want to, you know, participate?
What? Ain't nobody going to be putting their booty on the internet for some app? No. No. No.
Okay, so let me ask you this here. You ain't on none of the other social media outlets? You don't have no pictures on there or nothing like that?
Not with my booty, no.
So you just trying to tell me that all your pictures is from the waist up?
No, they not all from the waist up, but I'm not about to be flashing my booty and jiggling it for your app.
But see, you don't understand what Booty Drop can do for you. Booty Drop can bring a lot of attention, you know, to you. You know, you're gonna meet a lot of people on this booty drop app. And that's what I'm trying to say is I don't want you to knock it till you tried it. Now, I say we put your booty on there for the first week and you see how many hits you get. And if you don't like it, then we take it down. That's all I'm saying. Just, you know, listen to K-Dub.
Let me tell you something. You're not about to put my booty on no app talking about give it a week. You know I got a brain, right? Ain't nobody about to be looking at my booty for a week on the internet.
All I'm saying is give your booty a week. That's all I'm saying. Give your booty a week on my app.
And time. We good. No, not putting my booty on no internet.
So, okay. Are you insecure about yourself?
No, I feel great about myself. That's why I can say no.
Let me just say this to you. Now, once booty drop blow up and become a big time social media, then, you know, social outlet, then you're going to be wanting to get back on here. And I'm going to be honest with you, K-Dub, I ain't going to want you on here no more because of the way you acting with me now.
Well, that's okay, K-Dub. You do you, boo. It's not happening. I'll go ahead and follow y'all tomorrow, but I'm not about to be on there.
So you don't want to be a star. I'm trying to make you a star is what I'm trying to say.
I'm all right. I don't think I'm going to be an Instagram star for my booty jiggling. I'm okay. There's plenty of people doing that already. Sure, you'll find somebody to get that slot.
I'm just trying to make you a star. That's all I'm trying to do.
You know what? What I really want to know is who the f*** told you to call me? This some more bull. Don't nobody need this. You don't call me talking about you want to see my booty. Who do you think I am? Better question. Who do you think you are? This is some bull. Black women don't have time for this. You need to call talking about you going to pay some bills. That's what you need to call talking about. Don't call me talking about no booty.
I'm sorry, what?
Don't call me talking about no booty. Call me talking about you want to pay some student loans. Tell me you're trying to pay a car note. Don't call me talking about you want to see my booty on the internet. This is so ridiculous. Like, what is this bull?
Okay. So I guess it's safe to say you ain't going to drop your booty.
Ain't nobody dropping no booty.
I'm launching this tomorrow. I'm launching a whole lot of booties tomorrow, and I'm going to have one space empty.
This is a great lesson in being prepared, starting early, because you're going to encounter some no's, brother. No, but really, who the f***? I need to know who gave you my number. Like, really, who thought that was a good idea? No, really, because you dodging the question. I don't appreciate that. I need to know, like, who?
I don't know who gave all that. My job is to get booty drop feel, and I'm missing one booty, and here it is now. You know, here it is the day before I'm launching. Here it is now. You don't want to do it.
Okay, well, but I need to know who. Like, why would they do this?
Okay, Tommy the one told me you was going to do it. He said you would be up for it.
Who is Tommy?
Tommy told me you would drop that booty for our booty drop app.
I don't know no Tommy. Who is Tommy?
Tommy, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, you're playing.
Jordan, you just got pranked by your girl, Amber.
Okay, Amber. Okay. Okay, nephew. Okay. Y'all playing this morning. Y'all got my blood pressure up. Okay, y'all playing. Okay.
You good, baby? I'm sorry, baby. You good?
You know we good. I'm going to calm down. I see you, though. You got me.
Was I lit? I'm sorry.
You got me lit. It was a little turnt up over here, okay? Okay? You got me using words I'm not supposed to, you know what I'm saying?
I'm supposed
to be saying some of them words. Your booty drop.
Okay. Tell me this, though, baby, before we go. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show with Nephew Tommy.
Any booties out there want to drop tomorrow? Any booties want to drop tomorrow?
You're not going to put my booty on the internet.
Come on now. Just for a week and let's see what that booty do. That's all.
What kind of
Carol and Carla.
Nothing.
Okay.
Don't even go.
All right. But if you're looking to bring that booty on out to Charleston, South Carolina.
He's back.
The nephew is back, man. Come check me out. I am at the Omar Shrine Auditorium this Saturday night. First time back since my my madness. So come hear me. Come listen to me. Come see what it's all about, man. I got laughter. I got love. I got all of that. Nephew Tommy and friends. Omar Shrine Auditorium in the Low Country this Saturday, Charleston, South Carolina. Bring that booty with you.
I'm coming down there, man.
Support come on, bring and bring some booty. Oh, no, you can't do that no more. No,
I used to.
All right, let's
to
go to the letter. Let's go to the letter.
Coming up next.
Can't do it now.
Coming up next, thank you, nephew. It is a strawberry letter for today. The subject is, she slapped my husband.
Really?
We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be. You never know. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Subject, she slapped my husband. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband and I love to hang out after football games. We are Clemson fans and my husband played football, so we are all into the games. We met a group of friends at our favorite bar and two of my single girlfriends came. They're not into football, but they thought some single men might be out. We were sitting back and chilling and one of my friends joined us. She went to the bar to order her own food and drinks, even though we had a waiter that checked on us. My husband was jokey with her, but I could see that she had a bad vibe from the time she walked in. She was on her phone, texting a whole lot. At the same time, my husband seemed distracted and he checked his phone a lot. I am watching them the whole time because something was not right. If she texted, he looked at his phone. Then she got up to go sit at the bar, and it was packed by then, so I could not really see what she was doing. My husband went to the bathroom and stopped by the bar to talk to her. He showed her his phone, and she showed him hers. Then she put her finger in his face and lightly slapped him. I walked over to them and he looked like a deer in headlights. He said he wanted to know why she was being antisocial and sitting at the bar. So I asked him why he cared. She echoed saying, yeah, why do you care? He swears it was nothing at all and that I did not see her slap him. Why would my friend invite this woman to join us if something is up with her and my husband? I want to ask about this woman, but I don't want to seem pressed. What should I do? You got to ask. What do you mean you don't want to seem pressed? This is your husband. You saw this woman slap him. You have every right to ask and find out what's going on. I'm just surprised by this, because where and when could this ever happen? You see a woman slap your husband and nothing? There certainly seems to be something going on. I mean, you know, you peeped it with all the texting back and forth and all of that. You know when someone around you gets a text from someone else because they're looking, you know, you see someone texting, you know how this stuff goes. They were very familiar. You know what you saw with your own eyes. This woman had a lot of nerve to slap him in front of you, and she did it in front of everyone. I'm sure she definitely knew what she was doing and that you were there with him, which is why this all happened anyway. I say believe what you saw in spite of what your husband said. He said you didn't see her slap him. And believe everything your intuition is telling you. You said you knew something was off. You knew something wasn't right. You know, this is just crazy, because no woman is just going to slap someone randomly, if there's not anything going on between them. He says something crazy. She was mad because you were there. All of that. Your friend is wrong for inviting the woman. Your husband is wrong and stupid for stopping to talk to her in the first place. And the woman doesn't give a darn about your marriage or you being there. Your husband is the one you should be talking to about this, though. Maybe even slap him again, you know, since he said you didn't see her slap him the first time. It's okay for you to be pressed. Speak up for yourself. All right, Steve.
Well, Shirley, my answer is going to surprise you. And
is it?
Yeah, because I usually try to help some guys out.
Mm-hmm.
The name of the letter, though, is "She Slapped My Husband." I'm going to do something I hardly ever do. I'm going to start at the bottom. He swears it was nothing at all, that I did not see her slap him. Why would my friend invite this woman to join us if something was up with her and my husband? I just want to ask about this woman, but I don't want to seem pressed. What should I do? Well, I sure want to know who the woman is that wrote this letter, because you're amazing. I've never had one of you. This is great. You watched a woman slap your husband, and you don't want to seem pressed.
Man.
Oh, my God.
Man.
And then he told you. You didn't really see her slap him.
That was the move right there.
And you want to know why your friend invited this woman to join us if something were up with her and my husband. Your friend may not know anything about it. She just invited the woman. But now, let's go back now and read this letter. Y'all go to y'all Clemson fans. Y'all went to the game, so the single women came. They ain't like football, but they thought some single guys would be there. You chilling, and one of your friends joined us. So then she went to the bar to order her own food and drinks, even though we had a waiter that checked on us. My husband was jokey-jokey with her, but I could see that she had a bad vibe from the time she walked in. She was on her phone texting a whole lot at the same time. My husband seemed distracted, and he checked his phone a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm watching them the whole time because something was not right. Normally, I would try to help this guy.
With some lies, Steve.
There's no way he should get out of this.
Hang on. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up. At 23 minutes after the hour, today's Strawberry Letter subject, she slapped my husband. Who does that? All right, we'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter and get your response. What you got? Part two.
The title is "She Slapped My Husband." They at a bar. They Clemson fans. Guy used to play. They all go to a bar. A couple of girlfriends came, but they don't like football, but they figured some single guys would be there. Then another one of your friends came. According to you, she was one of your friends. came and had a bad vibe, and she went to the bar to order her food, but y'all had a waiter that was checking on y'all. She was on her phone texting a lot, and at the same time, my husband seemed distracted, and he checked his phone a lot. So now they texting each other. I'm watching them the whole time because something was not right.
God.
She texts, he look at his phone. Oh, Lord have mercy. Then she got up and sat at the bar, and it was packed, so you couldn't really see what was going on. Your husband went to the bathroom, stopped by the bar to talk to her. He showed her his phone. She showed him hers. Then she put her finger in his face and lightly slapped him. I walked over to them. He looked like a deer in headlights. He said he wanted to know why she was being antisocial and sitting at the bar. So I asked him why he cared. Now, here's the part of the whole letter. She echoed me saying, yeah, why do you care? Now, right here, who are you asking my husband any questions? But when I walked over there, the fact that you had slapped him changes our relationship from now on. Because wait a minute, why did you slap my husband? Now your husband trying to get out of it. No, baby, she didn't slap me. What you talking about? You ain't say slap me. Damn him. You should have asked her. Why did you slap my husband? Because she answering all the other questions. See that old, and yeah, why do you care? Yeah, why do you care? Oh, she answering questions. Well, then you should have asked her, why did you slap my husband? And then when soon as she gave you her answer, why you ain't slap her ass is beyond me.
I don't get it.
I don't understand this at all. See, and then you a little off. You say, why would my friend invite this woman to join us if something is up with her and my husband? Your friend that invited her to join him may not know nothing about this. Everybody in the dark. Didn't nobody know about this? I want to ask about this woman, but I don't want to seem pressed. So you going to let it go?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Who are you? Oh, this is great. Do you have a sister?
That was crazy right there.
Are you available after this? Do you have friends that's available? Because I got partners that want to meet this type of woman. I don't even understand how you let the woman slap your husband. And you ain't had no words for her. He lied. So he did the best lie. Why did she slap you? She ain't slapped me.
And you just saw her do it.
Crazy.
What? Slap. Why was you showing her your phone? I ain't show her my phone. She showed you her phone. If you really wanted to see it get crazy in there, you could have snatched his phone.
Ooh.
That would have did it. But then I know you ain't going to snatch his phone because you don't want to seem pressed.
Pressed.
Where is this woman at that don't want to be pressed?
Ooh, wait.
After someone slapped her
husband? This letter don't make no sense, lady. I don't know. What should I do? Well, for starters, let me tell you what the average woman won't do. This is far from over. Who is he? And what is a he to you? Come on, boy.
Sing it, Steve.
That was this way the song go.
He always does that. You know it.
A man we pass and just try to stare me down. Dadgummit, who is he? Woo. And what is a he to you? Now, you did. There's a female version to that. Woman we pass just try to stare me down. Doom, 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 doom. And when I looked at you, you looked at the ground.
Yeah, you did.
I don't know who she is, but I think that you do.
Yeah.
Dadgummit, who is she? And what is a she to you?
Uh-huh.
Hmm.
Now, that's an old Bill Withers song that I wanted to give to you, and that's what you should do. But if you don't feel like being pressed, let it go.
Okay.
Ooh. Ooh, she getting on my nerves.
Right. She shouldn't have even used that word, press.
Girl.
That's not the word. All right. Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is Junior and Sports Talk. You going to talk about the Astros, Junior, at all? We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, it is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. Junior, what you got?
Well, first off, Shirley, I got to say congratulations to the Houston Astros World
Come on,
Series
boy.
Champs.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put it out there. That's
Dusty,
what we
baby.
Is.
Well, congratulations,
Southside.
Houston.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, Junior.
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
boy.
That's what we is. Champ.
Yeah.
Did it for Dusty. That's all we did. We did it for Dusty Woo. Baker, man. Get his first World Series ring. Proud of
That's
you, Dusty
nice.
Baker. Thank you so much, man.
Dusty.
Love that brother, man. All right, Pippen, let's get to week 9, man. See how you did, Pippen.
Let's go.
Here we go, Pippen.
I don't know. I ain't seen nothing. Go ahead.
Let me Here you go. The Chargers beat the Falcons, man, 20-17.
Told
Good game.
You.
Dolphins over the
that?
Bears, Pippen.
He picked that, Pippen?
Yeah, Pippen.
Yeah, he picked the Chargers.
Okay.
Dolphins over the Bears, 35-32. Cold. That was so close,
nah,
man.
I missed that. I tried. Man. I wanted fields.
Panthers, man, and the Bengals, man. The Bengals just 42-21 over the Panthers, Pippen.
Told you.
Oh, Pippen, this is going to make you proud right here, though, Pippen.
What?
Detroit Lions over the Green Bay Packers, 15-9, Pippen.
Detroit, Pippen. Come on, Pimp. Detroit. You're the player, you know what I mean? You're the player.
Yes, sir. Patriots over the Colts, man, 26-3.
Well, let's check.
Here go another Back Pippen you're proud of right here, Pippen. The Jets beat the Bills, 20-17.
What I told y'all.
He said the game of the
was
week.
Gonna happen. I told you the shocker of the day, the Jets beat the Bills. Lord have mercy. Come on, man.
Yeah, man. Another close one, man. All week it was close, man. Vikings over the Commanders, 20-17, man.
Nah, I ain't picking that. I wanted the Commanders.
But Pippen, here go another one you called, man, and you called it. Jaguars over the Raiders, 27-20.
What I told y'all was going to happen.
You said it, Pippen. You said
like
it.
Like I usually do.
Mm-hmm. Pippen, here go another one. Seahawks over the Cardinals, 31-21.
Told y'all Gino ain't playing around. I said, I called this, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a lock on this thing. Now, come on, Junior.
There you go, Pippen. Buccaneers over the Rams, 16-13.
I didn't pick that. I thought
No, but it was a close game, though, Pippen.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
no, Tom
you know, you
Brady,
already got
he
this
looked disheveled. He done lost his wife and everything.
Yeah.
Aww. He done lost it all.
Believe he got another one in the wings.
There you go, Pippen. And this one, you already picked this one, Pippen. The Eagles over the Texans, 29-17. Pippen,
everybody knew that, including y'all.
We good. We
all
got the
knew
Astros.
It,
we good.
But we got the Astros World Series champs, though.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, we
all
sure
we got.
Did. Yes.
That's it.
Parade
sure. That's
today.
All
the
right,
parade
Junior.
Is today.
Yes, it is. Downtown.
Thank you, Junior. Thank you, Pimpin. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll help a listener out that sent us a question on Facebook right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, so Steve, listen to this. Will on Facebook writes, my girlfriend is now my fiance. That's apparently not good enough for her parents, though. We're planning to visit them for Thanksgiving, but it's been made clear that we will still need to have separate bedrooms because we're still not married. This has been a thing with them ever since we got together 3 years ago. I'm over it. I know this will be the last time for this, but I've suggested to her that we act like grown-ups and get a hotel so we don't have to play along with rules we both think are stupid. She thinks that her parents will be insulted if we don't stay. I think they'll get over it if they're insulted. What do you think, Uncle Steve?
Well, I think you got to respect the rules of the house, man.
Yeah.
And all it is just one weekend. And just play it like that, man. Just honor it. It's just a system, man. They old school. You got to respect this man and this woman's house and their rules and their house. And it's, if you're the fiancé, that's cool, man. Y'all still going to be fiancé. You can miss one weekend. Just 3 days. There's a whole lot of times after you get married, you ain't going to have sex, dog. Whole lot.
So it's sure, yeah.
Get ready. It's a whole lot. Don't ask all you want. It ain't happening tonight. So that's,
excuse me, Junior, what?
Practicing.
You heard what Uncle says, a whole lot of weekends. I just got in here and didn't miss 7.
It's going to be more than weekends. It's going to be weeks. Weeks. Say it with me. Weeks. Weeks.
You ain't got to say nothing with you. I'm surprised you can say it. That's where I am with it.
Y'all weeks. Put it on hold for weeks. Like, y'all tired, got all this pressure. I'll be going, okay.
Did you touch his stomach, Unc, and then he roll over the other way?
Hey, dog, this ain't the place for that, Junior.
Okay.
You just got through with a great sports segment. Enjoy your World Series win. Go on in there and play with the Astros pennant and get you a little arterial doll or something. Okay. But you're not finna be going in there, rub a stomach if you want to. Get your damn hands off of me.
That's
your fingers is cold.
All right. This one's from Raquel on Facebook. Raquel says, I've been at my job for over 5 years. In the last couple of years, there have been a lot of changes, and I feel like all the pressure for my department to perform falls on me. The stress has really been getting to me lately.
Go ahead.
I now have an opportunity to switch jobs to a field that I've always thought I would enjoy, but I'd be taking a significant pay cut. I've done the math, and I'll still be able to pay my bills, but I'll be saving a lot less. How do I decide what would be the best decision? Well, that's a good question.
I'm not taking a pay cut. That's not what I'm taking.
You never do.
No.
We're witnesses of that.
Yeah, give me the pressure. I'm not taking a pay cut.
Oh, okay. Now, but she said she'd enjoy this job. She'd enjoy this job a lot more.
Go on and enjoy. Yeah, well, you could stop enjoying some of the other stuff, too. You
know, like she just won't be able to save as much.
Well, you ain't going to be able to go shopping as much, and you ain't going to be able to eat as groceries. You can cut back on groceries. Get you an efficiency. You had to get out that 2-bedroom you got. You ain't got no more space. You ain't all that.
So what's up? So how does she make a decision on what's the best thing that she should do? Because she... sounds like she wants to go to this new position. And she says she can pay all her bills, but she just won't have enough to save. She'll be saving a lot less.
Okay, well, you ain't going to have no more saving. Go on and take the new job.
Well, Steve, don't say it with an attitude. Yeah, she really needs
I just told you what I would do. I would stay with the job that paid the most and deal with this pressure. You want to go where you like to work, then go on and go where you like to work. And you're going to be able to save less. If you want to be really successful in life, you got to get comfortable being uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. It's more pressure. It's all on you. That's what it is when you want more, get more. It take more. Now, what you want me to say? So, you don't want all that? Go get the easy-ass job. You're going to mess around and be the fry cook in a minute. Ain't no pressure back there. All you got to do is listen for the dean. Take them fries right up out that oil and hang it on that hook. Let them drain off there and put them in the bag and throw some salt
in that basket.
So you're telling her to stay where she is. I mean, she could stay where she is.
I done said my answer, Cheryl. Mm-hmm. And I'm
not. I
know,
but I just want to be clear.
I am clear as hell.
All right, coming
living
up
my best life. I ain't going back and forth.
We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
A record Powerball jackpot grew to an even larger number over the weekend, $1.9 billion.
Yeah,
after
that'll
no
do
one
it
won
me.
It. Yeah, no one won it Saturday
that'll
night.
Do it for me. I bought some nine.
I do, too. Okay.
They can take the whole
number.
Nine. Matter of fact, they can take the billion if they want to. I take the point .9.
Well,
Carl,
okay,
I have 200 numbers.
None of them? Not one?
Oh, yeah. You get one, two, or three. You know,
with
the Powerball on it. But them other four, five numbers ain't on there, though.
Well, you have another chance. You get another chance. Tonight, get another chance.
I'm scared
tonight.
To win this much at one time. I just don't know how I'm going to act.
I know said that.
I'm not.
I'm scared.
Uh-huh. What are you scared of?
I just know me. I know me.
What are you saying?
I just know me. I want $1 billion? $1 billion?
Yeah.
$1 billion?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's it. It's a wrap.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to change at all, but y'all.
Because you're used to it. Anyway.
That ain't what I ain't using no billion. If I get $1 billion, I'm not going to change, but y'all will.
What do you mean?
Why?
We gonna
why would we change?
Can't believe his ass just ain't come in here. He ain't
all right. We'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show coming up at 33 minutes after. We'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather eat with your toes or walk on your hands?
No, I got to eat with these toes. I can't just be walking upside down the whole damn time everywhere I go. We're going to get these feet up just this mile. Yeah.
All right, everybody walking under their toes.
My foot definitely ain't touched my mouth since I was a baby.
They do it with so much ease, too, don't they?
I don't know how we're going to get that chicken leg gripped up right, but we're going to have to figure it out.
There's no way. If I can get my toe up by my mouth now, as soon as you see me in that position, get me to the hospital immediately.
All right. Speaking of the hospital, would you rather a root canal or a prostate exam?
Prostate exam.
Get
it over with. That damn root
canal.
Yeah,
that's both seconds. Yeah. Yeah. That root canal? What?
Hell no. Prostate
exam.
Yes.
I'm shocked, Steve.
You know, we're not doing
don't be shocked. You ain't never had your prostate checked.
No, because I don't have one.
I don't know why they keep telling me to hold still. I'm not with this drill in your hand. I'm not holding still.
You got
to
do this while I'm moving.
Yeah, I'm moving.
Well, I think we need to change the subject. Keep the ladies out of this. Let's just move on, fellas.
Would you rather your wife finds a stash of cash that you've, you know, hidden away or whatever, or would you rather your wife find your Viagra bottle? Would you rather your wife find your stash of cash or your Viagra bottle?
You can find my Viagra bottle. Matter of fact, when you find it, I'm gonna take a couple of them. Now you got to take it. You got to deal with me now.
Since you went looking for stuff,
huh? You up there right now looking for stuff.
I take a couple of them now. You got to deal with me now. Here I go.
For my theme music.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, good. Would you rather wake up with a stranger or wake up and can't find your phone?
I done both of them.
Good God. Hey, boy. At the same damn time.
I'm sure that was inside voice. I'm sure that was inside voice.
I don't know who you are and where in the hell is my phone.
Yeah, I've been on tour. I woke up with a stranger and my phone was in the car.
You done woke up and said, and your name is?
And you are.
Listen, this didn't happen, okay? It just didn't happen. I mean,
yeah. I've heard, you don't even know my name.
You're right.
What you call it? What you call it?
Not what you call it.
Girl, you crazy.
That's when you really don't know, huh?
This girl. All right, guys, that's today's round of Would You Rather. Coming up, it is our last break of the day at 49 minutes after the hour. We'll close out the show with Steve's closing remarks right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of 7 questions. I'm Minnie Driver. And this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same 7 questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courtney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. 7 questions, limitless answers.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day on this Monday. And we got to say happy birthday to our girl, our executive producer, Monica Barnes.
Woo-hoo!
It's her birthday today.
Mississippi Monica.
Mouth happy of the birthday. South right there.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Yesterday, today, we wasn't here. Happy birthday. We tell you to do.
What kind of birthday shout out is this?
Well, you know, we kept saying she on Zoom. It was yesterday.
You fighting me.
You know,
we're saying it today.
400 followers. We talking to the 9.5 million people that's listening. Oh,
God. Would you say happy birthday and quit acting crazy?
I said happy birthday to her, but she wanted yesterday. Well, you know,
celebrating.
This is what y'all do for her birthday. Go and be her follower, please. So she get more than 400 followers. I'm so tired.
At Mississippi Monica.
Oh, Lord. Go over there and follow her, please. Give her some more followers.
Do you have some closing remarks?
Well, I mean, it's crunch time. It's time to go. We got to vote. We got to get there. This is the day. You know, early voting is over in a lot of places, but, you know, tomorrow's the day. We got to show up. We got to show out. We got to prove them wrong. Stop sitting on the sidelines, man, and acting like you don't have a say-so in this thing, because you do. Your voice is important. Your vote is important. Every single vote counts. It really does, man. I'm telling y'all, man, you got to get this thing right, because I'm telling you, Donald Trump may be announcing that he's going to run in 2024. If you don't think that's harmful to this country, then you are just one of him. And you're already harmful to the country anyway. I really don't see how to make a difference. Because to vote for this man is just like, I mean, it's just one of the most immoral people, openly immoral people that's ever been in the White House. The White House has been filled with immoral people. But I don't know of one so openly immoral. So many charges leveled against him. so many accusations. And then we're going to let this happen? I don't think so. We got a midterm coming up, man, that's critical. In a lot of states, if you are in the listening range of the Steve Harvey Morning Show, you are in a critical state. You're in Texas, if you're in Mississippi, if you're in Chicago, Illinois, if you're in Philly, if you're in Milwaukee, if you're in Detroit, if you're in the Carolinas, if you're in L.A., if you're in Florida, if you're in Georgia, if you're in Alabama, wherever you are, Las Vegas, everywhere, there's elections, man, that's up that can change the way this country and the way it is ran and the way these policies are enforced. Listen, man, this Roe versus Wade reversal, I can't even tell you. This is how dangerous Roe versus Wade is. You have the right to carry a gun, but you force a woman to carry a child. See, it's two different carries we're talking about here now. Now, if you so pro-life and you forcing women to carry a life, then how can you let everybody carry a gun if you so pro-life? If you are such a pro-life person, then all these people who can walk in these schools, these synagogues, these churches, these malls, these grocery stores, and kill all these people because they got access to all these weapons. Where your pro-life statement at now? Y'all hypocritical, man. You're hypocritical. It don't make no sense. Oh, but you don't have to get a gun, is what you're saying. But you have to carry this child, no matter what the case may be. Something ain't right here, man. That's a minority controlling the majority. I live in Atlanta. It's a big vote coming down. Stacey Abrams, Raphael Warnock, their jobs are up. They're in a position. She can take over as the governor, become the first African-American woman who is governor. And Raphael Warnock continue the great work he's doing. He's up against Herschel Walker. How they managed to pull that off, man, just shows me one thing, man. They don't care about us. They care about themselves. They have found the prize, a black person that would do their bidding and go against another black person. Wow. Man, this is incredible. I don't know what other motivation we need to get to these polls. But I'm telling y'all, it's go time. This is not the time to sit it out. Take some time to go vote tomorrow. Your vote is significant and your vote matters. We cannot let this happen. Thank you very much. See you at the polls tomorrow. Keep pressing. Remember, you are important and you matter. And they have to count you even if they won't. They keep counting us out. But if we show up, they have to count us. Period. That's the deal. Y'all have a great day. Enjoy your day today. Listen, also talk to God. You know what? He'd love to hear from you today. And stay patient, Steve Harvey. Trust in his word. Wait on him. Do like you tell everybody else to do. You got to sit still. Wait on him. He's working on your behalf. Thank you very much. See y'all tomorrow. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce.
Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Imagine you ask two people the same seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including Courtney Cox, Rob Delaney, Liz Phair, and many, many more. Join me on season three of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Kerry Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school like, okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.